Hey everyone, this is your host Keith, back again for another episode of the Retro Radio Podcast. Today we will be featuring Bergen and McCarthy. This show aired on...
There is no date on this. Sorry. It is most likely in the mid-1950s.
Okay, thanks. It's one that features Marilyn Monroe. I'm sure you can guess what the theme of the show is. Charlie McCarthy is supposed to get married to Marilyn Monroe. And it kind of addresses the questions of what in the world will Edgar Bergen do without Charlie? And he tries to get Mortimer Snerd to be the next Charlie McCarthy. And, of course, all the males on the show, including the band leader Ray Nobel and others, are just heartbroken over the fact that he's getting married to Marilyn Monroe. Just enjoy the show. It'll be fun. But before we do, I just wanted to say a quick plug about the webpage. If you check out our podcast through a podcatcher, please do visit the webpage at retro-otr.com. And while you're there, you can read all the show notes in their entirety, and you can leave a comment, which to do that, you'll need to register on the webpage, which is simple, easy to do. In fact, the link is real simple. It's just retro-otr.com/register. Oh, I'm sorry, it's probably wp-register. Think about it. But there's links to register. Once you get registered, then you can comment. And while you're registered and logged in, you can check out the forum. I'm currently trying to develop a members-only area. You can read the forum as a guest without being logged in, but trying to build an area that is for members only, that will require you to be logged in. I'm having a little bit of difficulty with it right now, but it should be working hopefully soon. One feature that is anticipated to be there will be a download index, basically, of all my shows that I have that are currently out there in the server. It'll be listed by probably by categories and then by shows. So there'll be interesting things happening there. So you might want to check that out. All right. There was something else. I did put a couple new poll questions in my poll, just two of them. If I think of more, I'll try to add some more in there. I did add a new trivia quiz. I have a second one kind of standing by in the wings. So watch for some new stuff there. I've been trying to keep busy. I got a lot of my upcoming lineup done this last through the end of this year and well into the year coming up. So now would be the time if people want to make suggestions on what kind of shows they want to hear on the podcast. Let me know, and I'll try to hunt them down if I don't have them already. And if there's stuff you want me to maybe drop, let me know that too, because I can always rearrange the schedule. There will be a couple of things that I'll have to drop sort of kind of out of necessity. One of them being the My Favorite Husband show. Well, I'm still deciding on that one. And the other ones being the Red Skelton and Life of Riley shows. For one, they're a little bit spotty and kind of hard to keep up on. If I can find them, I'll try to keep up on those. I'm moving some of my lineup around. I'm moving Spike Jones from my Sunday slot to Fridays because I think in the season he's in now, in 1948 or 47 season is the show that I'm showing on that right now. The show had moved to a Friday, so that's why I did that. And plus my Sundays are pretty full. I got all those Jack Benny shows out there and Miss Brooks and Phil Harris and others. So I decided to move them around just to spread things out. And I'm going to be bringing in a new Western. We started the Cisco Kid on Thursdays. We're going to have Wild Bill Hickok coming on Tuesdays, I do believe. But I may not be able to start that one until January. If I can bring him in sooner, I'll try. But that's my anticipated time to do that. I don't want to get too much. I've already got enough to keep up on, to keep shows on the and the hopper. That's why I have them kind of scheduled for then, or at least not till then. There's another Western, it seems like, I'm going to be incorporating. Oh yeah, the six shooter. I haven't decided quite yet, but I'm going to try to run the entire run of the six shooter, which should go for well through the next year, I'm sure. So I got a few Western shows lined up, which is of course at request of responses to my polls. People are saying that they really like to hear more Westerns, and so that's why. I'm working on some more detective shows too, because Candy Madison will be coming to an end probably in December or maybe early January, but only because there are no more shows of her, unfortunately. If there is any out there that go beyond the shows I'll have posted, I haven't found them yet. So if you know some, let me know and I'll add them into the slots. And oh yeah, Johnny Dollar, he's going to be starting up pretty soon too. I think there may be a show coming up in the next week or two, but I think I'm not going to do too much with the Johnny Dollar show until after the first of the year. We'll try to sneak a few of them in. I found also some Sam Speed, which I don't have a lot. I just happen to stumble upon a few. I'll have to see if I can't do something with that, because I think there was something that was something else that was going to be running out on me as far as what I have available in my collection. So anyway, there will be some kind of changing ups going on, and we'll try to throttle down on some shows and build up on some other ones. And that's what I have to say about that, is just check out the stuff happening on the page. Don't be afraid to register. Your information is totally secure with me. I don't plan on ever sharing it with other spammers or whatever. And the main thing with registering is that it just is a way where you can validate with me who you are, and that you can leave all the comments that you would like. And I would sure like to have comments on the page and participate in the forum. And whenever you're there, keep an eye on the members section and watch for developments in the download section. And if I can bring in some more little nifty toys for members only, then we'll do that too. Well, I've been blabbering for a while, but this has just been some things I've been working on. So, if we have some time, let's see if we got some music we can play. And if not, well, we'll get started with the show. It'll be a good one.
We are short on time, so let's get this started.
Time for our featured presentation.
Of Fifth Avenue brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy. It's Sunday night and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sterd, and Ray Noble in his orchestra. Brought to you, transcribed by Richard Hudnut, makers of scientific hair preparation. Tonight, our guest is Marilyn Monroe. give your hair a beauty finish after your next shampoo.
Rinse, lady, rinse. Treat your hair to Richard Hutt Nut Cream Rinse. After each shampoo, each home permanent too. It gives your hair a beauty finish. Beauty finish. Beauty finish. Rinse, lady, rinse. With Richard Hutt Nut Cream.
The magic conditioning rinse discovered by Richard Hutnut. After every shampoo, it makes your hair softer and so manageable. It gives your hair a beauty finish. Insist on the genuine Richard Hutnut cream rinse. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, Edgar, are those rumors I've been hearing true? I mean, is Charles actually going to marry Marilyn Monroe?
That's correct, Ray.
Poor girl. Is she paying off an election bet or something?
Well, I can't understand it either.
Incredible.
Marilyn, my Marilyn, this is the day that we will wed.
Oh, yes.
Hello, you poor losers, you.
Yes. Darling. So you're going to give up single bliss for a ball and chain.
Yeah, yeah. And being chained to Marilyn is really going to be a ball.
Charlie, do you think that you're ready for marriage?
Ready? Ready, man?
Yeah.
I kicked a hole in the starting gate.
Oh, I... I say this, Charles, old chap, I've heard about you and Marilyn Monroe, and may I tender my gratuitous felicitations upon the advent of your nuptials?
Well, I don't think you... what does that mean?
I wish I were in your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, boy, you must have some British blood in you.
Well, makes you say that.
Well, you certainly did Piccadilly. I just got carried away.
Yeah. Keep it up and you will be. Yeah. You know, Ray, this is quite a step that Charlie is taking.
Oh, yes, rather.
And I would like to ask you, Ray, what do you think of marriage?
Well, Edgar, you know, I think it's one thing that every husband and wife should have in common.
Oh.
Of course, Charles, I still can't understand why Marilyn Monroe picked you.
I don't know what she sees in me either. Besides, good looks, charm, talent, and personality, that's about all I got.
Well, what do you two have in common? I mean, when you're together, what do you talk about?
Who talks? But I tell you one thing, she's not only beautiful, but she's intelligent, too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you like her IQ.
I like her whole alphabet.
You like her.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, Charlie. Well, you know, it won't be the same around the house without you.
No. But don't you worry, Bergen. With me gone, you won't be able to keep the house long enough to notice the difference.
Now, tell me something, Charlie. Will you miss me?
Miss you?
Yes.
Well, on days when I haven't anything else to do, I'll try, yes.
At least you will write to me every week, Bergie. Promise?
Bergie, would I lie to you?
Well, you usually do.
Well, there's your answer,
yes.
But don't feel so bad, Bergen. You can be best man at the wedding.
Oh, by the way, Charles, will your marriage be an afternoon or an evening affair?
Oh, we expect it to last longer than that. So long, everyone. See you at the wedding. Oh, do not forsake me, oh, my darling. On this I will.
Ray Noble, the orchestra, and our quartet to bring us The Live Oak Tree.
Mm-hmm. book of verses underneath the bough.
A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou.
That's a virgin, virgin of a kind of excursion I'd enjoy with you right now.
The book of verses never would be read.
And we could do without a loaf of bread.
And it would suit me fine without the jug of wine.
If I got a little love instead.
When I'm with you
and you're with me,
it's great to be alive beneath the live oak tree. When I'm with you and you're with me, if you do the hokey-doke beneath the okey-dokey-doke.
And this, my dear, is also true. It's great to be alone when I'm alone with you.
We climb a hill to the very top.
That you can hear an acorn drop.
The whole day through, we're on our own, with only Mother Nature for a chaperone. The birds are by the music and we have a song, and it's all for free.
When I'm with you
and you're with me,
and we're beneath the live oak.
Have you heard the big news?
Yeah. My cat just had kittens.
Yes.
Poor thing, she's awful disappointed, too.
Oh?
She wanted pups. Oh, she wanted pups.
Well, that wasn't the news I was talking about.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, yes. You know, Marilyn Monroe and Charlie are getting married.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, why?
Why?
Yeah,
well, you know, when people get married, they get married because they're in love.
Oh, yeah. Seems like there ought to be an easier way out of that.
Yeah. Well, you know what marriage is.
Yeah, it's, seems to me it's a friendship that gets all messed up in it.
No. I hate to say it, but Charlie and I are saying goodbye.
Saying what?
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, yeah. I'll see you later.
No, not you.
No.
You see, I want you,
Mortimer.
I want you to fill Charlie's shoes.
Yeah? Yes. What do you want me to fill them with?
No.
The wedding joke?
No. I want you to take Charlie's place.
Oh, I see. Oh. You want me to marry Marilyn Monroe?
No, on the show.
Oh, yes.
Just think, then, you'll be known as the partner of Edgar Bergen. Does the name Edgar Bergen mean something to you?
Oh, yeah. Whatever became of him?
No. Right now, we have to get ready for Charlie's wedding. Now, Mortimer, you're invited.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to watch your manners. I want you to put your best foot forward.
You mean the one with the six toes on it?
Yeah, that's it. When people speak to you, you should say, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that clear?
Yep. Yeah.
You mean yes, sir, don't you?
Yeah.
Can't you say anything but yep?
Oh, yes, sir.
Ah. Now, isn't that better?
Yep.
Yeah, that.
Want to go around again?
No, I don't. Now, another thing, Mortimer. You know, clothes are very important at a wedding.
Oh, were some?
Yeah, I know you will, yeah. How do you
think you'll feel in a top hat and white tie?
Kind of chilly.
Yeah. I'll have to rent a dress suit for you. Now, let me see. I'll need some measurements.
No?
Yes. What are you around the waist?
Oh, ticklish.
And how about your sleeves? Do you want 34 sleeves?
No, I think two ought to be plenty.
Now, what I'm thinking of is the measurements. Where do you want your sleeves to come to?
Well, to me, to you.
Now, would you describe yourself, Mortimer, as tall or short?
Well, I'd say I'm tall on one end and short on the other.
Now, about the trouser length.
Yeah, what about that? Yeah.
How long are your legs?
Well, starting from which end?
Well, what I want to know is, how long will you want your trousers?
Well, just till the wedding's over.
Yeah, I... understand, Mortimer. Don't you see, if I have your exact measurements now, you'll get a better fit in the end.
Well, I was hoping it'd fit good all over.
Oh, it's... Now, Mortimer, we'd better hurry, because I'm sure you'll want some of that wedding cake.
Well, what?
Well, you know, they say if a girl sleeps with a wedding cake under her pillow,
yeah,
that she'll get a husband.
Oh. Well, that ain't what you get.
Oh, it ain't
nosy. You don't get that though. I tried it. Oh, you did, yeah?
What did you get?
Ants. Ants.
Bergen, what was that?
Oh, that's a tom-tom, Charlie.
Oh, a tom-tom?
Yeah. You know Charlie has skin stretched over a drum head.
Oh, don't be sensitive, Bergen. Oh.
Those drums are sending a warning, Charlie, to every woman listening. When you give yourself a home permanent, be beauty-wise and neutralized. If you skip the neutralizing steps, you're running the risk of hidden hair damage. The chemical action of all cold wave permanents should be stopped completely at the right time. That's why Richard Hudnut gives you, first, the neutralizer to safely restore your hair's natural springiness. Then, the famous neutralizer booster to lock in your wave so it stays lovely even in damp or rainy weather. Neutralizing takes so little time, makes such a big difference. Remember the warning. And remember, Richard Hudnut. No other home permanent method guarantees you longer-lasting, softer, more natural-looking curls in a shorter time. Be beauty-wise. Buy a Richard Hudnut home permanent. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you have grown up with Charlie McCarthy, and I'm sure you wouldn't want to miss his wedding. So come with us to the little wedding chapel where the ceremony is about to be held. And now, while we're awaiting the arrival of the bride, let's listen to the choir as they sing.
my Maria.
Mamma mia. No, she doesn't bother other guys.
And I'm the one who put her wise to their approaches.
Don't it know just it's love. Ay, 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 boy, oh, boy. This is it for real, my boy. That's the way it's gonna stay, I guarantee ya.
Still hasn't arrived, but Edgar and Charlie are in the waiting room. I wonder what they're talking about.
Well, Charlie, in a little while you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about certain things.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
What I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that you must understand that single life is not like married life.
Well, I should hope not.
You've heard, of course, about the birds and the bees.
Yeah, I never could figure out what they had in common. It's like a clumsy sort of a match to me.
Well, you've seen the bee go from flower to flower collecting pollen.
Yeah.
Do you know the result?
Hay fever?
No. Now, Charlie, you're not making this easy for me.
Sweat it out, Bergen. Sweat it out.
Well, let's forget about the birds and the bees. Let's take people.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, Charlie, is that girls...
Yes, Bergen?
Girls, well... Girls aren't boys.
No. You've ruined everything.
What do you mean?
Now, Marilyn and I will have to go on separate honeymoons.
Oh. Charlie, all I'm trying to tell you is what I'm trying to explain to you.
I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yes.
You look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm-hmm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Who can blame us?
Charlie, would you mind if I kept on working?
Well, now, Marilyn, let's get this straight. I wear the pants in this family.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I make around $50,000 a year.
Oh, you do? Well, now, you might look good in slacks.
Yeah, that's better.
Where's Marilyn Monroe? I'm from Look. Look.
Look magazine?
No, I just want to look.
The crowd outside. My fans seem to object to this marriage. I don't know why. I'm just a woman.
I know, but you're so good at it. Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie. Just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right.
This is it, Charlie.
Roger. Synchronized wedding rings.
All right, Charlie. We go first.
Stop the wedding! Stop the wedding! Charlie, old boy. boy, Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. Look at that mob outside. They'll tear you limb from limb.
Let me see. Good heavens, they're carrying signs.
Yes, look at that one. It says, take the Washington Monument, but leave us Monroe.
There's another one. Things were looking better and better, but you took our girl and left just a sweater. Oh.
Not only here. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes.
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here's Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. Now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Heaven's sake, turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. Now she's getting married, oh dear. Well, this is for you, Marilyn. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading of losing you. Your mother was crying. Your father was crying. And
things are getting soggy. Turn him off.
I'll try this station.
Yeah, thanks.
Good evening, Mr. Mishinoff, America, and all you broken-hearted sailors at sea. Flash! The Russians are trying to steal the blueprints for Marilyn Monroe. And here is a personal message to Charlie McCarthy. Why, you little pipsqueak, you. I happen to know that your family tree has a knothole in it. And furthermore, Congress is passing a law to prevent Marilyn from marrying anyone until she's 50. This will be known as the new Monroe Doctrine.
Turn him off, turn him off.
I'll try one more station.
Yes, I will.
Stand by now for a shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with this marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Shut that thing off.
Charlie, there's only one thing to do. Let's elope.
Elope. Okay, Marilyn. Las Vegas, here we come.
Well, this is the only place open in Vegas now. I guess it'll have to do.
Yeah, look at that sign. All night weddings, $5. Reduce rates if you play our slot machine.
Come on, let's go in.
That must be the justice of the peace. Hello, I want to get married.
Fine, have you got a girl?
Yes. I'm going to marry him.
Him? That's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
What do you mean?
Whoever heard of getting hitched to a hitching pole?
Look here, loose and quivery.
Well, we'll start the ceremony now. You take her hand.
There.
Okay, you two know the rules.
Rules?
Oh, I'm sorry. I also referee prize fights. How do you, Miss...
Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Miss Monroe, I happen to be a bachelor of very steady habits. And if you could...
Wait a minute. Do you think you can take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
And you, Marilyn Monroe, take... Holy smokes, I'm getting married.
Get on with it, boy. We'll be late for our honeymoon.
Oh, no.
I came here to marry Charlie.
Well, why take him when you can have this great big bundle of joy all for your own? I may not be young, but I'm still cooking with gas.
You only got the pot for it.
Got the pot for it.
Listen, nothing.
Oh, I wish I was dead.
Listen, nothing can make me change my mind. So will you please go on with the ceremony?
All right. Young man, let me see your license, birth certificate, physical test.
Yeah, here they are. They all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah, ah. This is the nastiest I ever heard.
Young man, I can't marry you. In fact, no one can marry you. Look at the result of your physical test.
What does it say?
No blood.
No blood?
Nope, just sap.
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment.
Shine.
Your hair can really shine if you know the secret. And the secret's in every bottle of Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo. You can see the shine right in the bottle. And after one shampoo, you'll see the shine in your hair.
Shine up.
The difference in Richard Hudnut and Rich Cream Shampoo is this. It's made with real egg formula. You know that egg is a natural beautifier for your hair, and scientists agree about that. Richard Hudnut Shampoo with real egg formula makes even dull, dry hair shining clean, shining bright and beautiful. Get the shampoo with shine in it. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
Wait a minute, Mr. Baldwin. Here I am again. Brought you a new batch of eggs for that Hudnut shampoo.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mortimer.
Yes.
But look, one of these eggs is so much larger than the others. Why is that?
Well, one of my hens is an awful show-off.
Oh, Mortimer.
We'd like to thank Marilyn Monroe for helping us to have so much fun tonight. Until next Sunday, then, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Smith, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Richard Hutton out of Fifth Avenue, every Sunday over the CBS radio network at the same time. The voices of Gabriel Heater, Arthur Godfrey, Walter Winchell, and Winston Churchill were played by Dave Barry. Marilyn Monroe appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Producers of F. Zanuck Technicolor production, The Snows of Kilimanjaro. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce. This is Bill Baldwin speaking.
Stay tuned now for the Playhouse on Broadway, which follows immediately on most of these same stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast. Retro-OTR.com.
Go right home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.